when we began time, allowed him intervals. He made no objection, nor during our talks expressed any desire for a break in the proceedings. Themselves, when they occurred at whatever point, were passed naturally in silence. It was not uncommon for them to be both preceded and followed by an equal silence. I did not regard these silences as intervals, for they were not. Neither on such occasions, I think, did he so regard them. If he fell silent, he did not. Cease to participate in our talks. Never, at any time, had I reason to doubt his active participation through word and through silence from interval to interval. Silence within the frame of the talks, and the nature of our silence outside the frame of the talks were entirely opposed. On my announcement of an interval, he would change or act in such a manner as would suggest change. His behavior on these occasions was not consistent. If any ostensible change in his manner was outside the frame of our talks or not. My imposition. They now proceeded according to his dictates. And became his imposition. And as longer his dominant. Longer in his room.